"My name is Olivia," she said finally, with a shuddering sigh. "I'm not Madame Lulu, and I'm not a fortune-teller."
"But why are you pretending to be these things?" Klaus asked. "Why are you wearing a disguise? And why are you helping Count Olaf?"
"I try to help everyone," Olivia said sadly. "My motto is, give people what they want. That's why I'm here at the carnival. I pretend to be a fortune-teller and tell people whatever it is they want to hear. If Count Olaf or one of his henchmen steps inside and asks me where the Baudelaires are, I tell them. If Jacques Snicket or another volunteer steps inside and asks me if his brother is alive, I tell them." The Baudelaires felt so many questions tripping up inside them that they could scarcely decide which one to ask.
"But where do you learn the answers?" Violet asked,
pointing to the piles of paper underneath the table. "Where does all this information come from?"
"Libraries, mostly," Olivia said, wiping her eyes.
"If you want people to think you're a fortune-teller, you have to answer their questions, and the answer to nearly every question is written down someplace. It just might take a while to find. It's taken me a long time to gather my archival library, and I still don't have all of the answers I've been looking for. So sometimes, when someone asks me a question and I don't know the answer, I just make something up."
"When you told Count Olaf that one of our parents was alive," Klaus asked, "were you making it up, or did you know the answer?"
Olivia frowned. "Count Olaf didn't ask anything about the parents of any carnival freak." "Wait a minute. Your voices sound different. Beverly, you have a ribbon in your hair, and your other head is wearing glasses. What's going on?" The three children looked at one another in surprise. They had been so interested in what Olivia was saying that they had completely forgotten about their disguises, but now it appeared that disguises might not be necessary. The siblings needed to have their questions answered honestly, and it seemed more likely that Olivia would give them honest answers if the children were honest themselves. Without speaking, the Baudelaires stood up and removed their disguises. Violet and Klaus unbuttoned the shirt they were sharing, stretching the arms they had been keeping cooped up, and then stepped out of the fur-cuffed pants, while Sunny unwrapped the beard from around her. In no time at all, the Baudelaires were standing in the tent in their regular clothing, except for Violet, who was still wearing a hospital gown from her stay in the surgical ward, with their disguises on the floor in a heap. The older Baudelaires even shook their heads vigorously, a word which here means in order to shake talcum powder out of their hair, and rubbed at their faces so their disguised scars would disappear.
"I'm not really Beverly," Violet said, "and this is my brother, not my other head. And that's not Chabo the wolf baby. She's..."
"I know who she is," Olivia said, looking at all of them amazedly. "I know who all of you are. You're the Baudelaires."
"Yes," Klaus said, and he and his sisters smiled. It felt as if it had been 100 years since someone had called the Baudelaires by their proper names, and when Olivia recognized them, it was as if they were finally themselves again, instead of carnival freaks or any other fake identity.
"Yes," Klaus said again, "we're the Baudelaires. Three of them, anyway. We're not sure, but we think there may be a fourth. We think one of our parents may be alive."
"Not sure?" Olivia asked. "Isn't the answer in the Snicket file?"
"We just have the last page of the Snicket file," Klaus said, and pulled page 13 out of his pocket again. "We're trying to find the rest of it before Olaf does, but the last page says that there may be a survivor of the fire. Do you know if that's true?"
"I have no idea," Olivia admitted. "I've been looking for the Snicket file myself. Every time I see a piece of paper blow by, I chase after it to see if it's one of the pages." But you told Count Olaf that one of our parents is alive, Violet said, and that they're hiding in the Mortmain Mountains. I was just guessing, Olivia said. If one of your parents has survived, though, that's probably where they'd be. Somewhere in the Mortmain Mountains is one of the last surviving headquarters of VFD. Oh, but you know that, of course. We don't know that, Klaus said. We don't even know what VFD stands for.